probably the most important thing to consider when we choose to drink alcohol comes from 1 Corinthians 8 and Romans 14. 1 Corinthians 8 says, but food will not commend us to God. We are neither the worse if we do not eat, nor the better if we do eat. You're not sanctified, more sanctified, if you don't drink alcohol. That's the point to be heard here. You're not a holier Christian if you don't drink. Let's make that clear. But here's the next verse 9. Take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. Now, he uses the example of eating food sacrificed to idols, but the example of drinking alcohol could be exactly the same. For if someone, another person, another believer, sees you who has knowledge dining in an idol's temple or drinking alcohol, let's say, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be strengthened to eat things sacrificed to idols or drink alcohol? For through your knowledge, through your own conviction, he who is weak is ruined, the brother for whose sake Christ died. And so by sinning against the brethren and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food or drink, I'll add in, causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat or add in, drink alcohol again, so that I will not cause my brother to stumble. Real quickly, says the same thing in Romans chapter 14. Let us not judge one another, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or stumbling block in a brother's way. I know and I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself. In other words, maybe it's not wrong to drink. You could insert that in there. But to him who thinks it is wrong, to him it is unclean. For if because of food, I'll add in drink, your brother is hurt, you are no longer walking according to love. Do not destroy with your food, I'll insert drink, him for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 8, Romans 14. The biggest reason why I think Christians should not drink alcohol is this one. Because you may have incredible self-control. You may never drink to the point where alcohol influences you in the slightest way or even slightly alters your spirit. You may have full liberty. But when others see you drinking alcohol, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your extended family, maybe it's other Christians, maybe it's unbelievers, anyone else, perhaps someone who has struggled with alcohol, you are paving the way. You are kind of opening the door to say, oh, so-and-so is doing it. That looks okay. You're paving the way for them to drink, and then to drink too much, and then to sin. Really, that is, I think, probably even the biggest reason of all, because of our influence, our testimony, our example to other people. We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.